Dell, like many multinational computer giants, is an American company which supplies all of its computer hardware by mail order and backs up this sale with a sophisticated system of on-site service guarantees. What's unusual about the company is that in the midst of the Pentium chip problems last year, Dell tied its wagon to the Pentium, deciding to gamble on that being the direction the industry would go. While it's a little early for them to decide whether they've punted in the right direction, Sean Burke, the International Director of Product Development and Marketing for the company, is convinced they've made the right move.
We're able to provide our market expertise and knowing in order to supply that many processors to the market, pricing had to be at a certain level. And we also knew that would happen. With market factors affecting that, we underwent a change in our roadmap to say, we know that the transition is going to occur. The pricing for Pentium is going to continue to move down through 1994 when we were looking at this. And we knew that it was going to be a significant transition in the marketplace with Pentiums being offered at 46 prices. And we wanted to be on the front edge of that transition.
Now, when all the publicity broke about the odd flaw in the Pentium chip, did that worry you?
Well, it's always concerning to hear anything like that. One of interesting things is that Dell has always prided itself on being one of the highest customer support organizations in the world, and we were able to provide the information that we had from our customers to Intel and emphasize the fact that the customer is right and provide the capability of replacements as the customer saw that it was necessary. So our capabilities that we've seen in the past, along with the emphasis that we pride ourselves on customer service, really was a benefit.
Well, you've bit the bullet over the providing the Pentium-based machines. Price-wise, there's resistance, I suppose, these days in the market for that above $3,000 level. Can you see the Pentium-based machines dropping below that level?
Oh, absolutely. Over time, there's no reason to believe that Pentium won't move down the cost curve and the price curve as technology matures to greater levels, that it wouldn't be offered at 46 prices that we see and are familiar with today.
Of course, one of the interesting things with the Pentium chips is that there's a great range of them.
Right. Well, I think that as last year, as we saw tremendous dynamics with regard to new processors coming into the market and new speeds, and we're going to see that to just as much of an extent this year as we did last year, and we'll see new processors come into being. We'll see some of the current processors exit life in order to keep a good and consistent level for customers. So there's going to be a continued dynamics in the industry with regard to processors.
With the Pentium processors and, of course, the variety of them, are machines really changing their architecture to take advantage of this? We see PCI bus architecture, enhanced IDE architecture coming in.
Well, in order to take advantage of the performance that is available in new processors, especially Pentium processors, there's a need to improve the capabilities. And we've taken an approach of looking at the different architectures as they are, working with leading developers and vendors in the industry to develop new standards in a way that isn't revolutionary to an extent, but that is evolutionary and takes the good capabilities and the goodness of what is there and enhances it in a way that isn't proprietary in any way.
Finally, a bit of, I suppose, crystal ball gazing, although it may not be that far ahead. Are we going to see the stage where we're consolidating on that desktop, not just our work software, but also our communication software with fax and electronic mail and even voice messaging?
Absolutely. Dell is looking at the business environment as one of several different networks. One is the data network or LAN that we're very used to dealing with. Another is the communications network. The phone system is a network in and of itself. The important thing that we're seeing is the ability to be able to link the data network or the PC to the communications network and unlock a lot of the capabilities that are already inherent in the phone network today, PBXs and switches that we don't access 90% of the features that are available. And bringing those two networks together and using the PC as that interface, we're going to be able to get a lot of those capabilities.